Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, it's so good to be coming here once again. Today happens to be the last day that I'm sharing concerning the law. And today I'm talking about the law of love. The law of love. And I want us to start reading from Galatians chapter 6, verse 15. The Bible says that, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature." Hallelujah. The world in which we live right now has three different individuals or three different classes of people. We have the circumcised, that is the Jews. We have the circumcised, that is the Gentiles. And then the new creation, okay, that is those that believe in Jesus Christ. Previously, it was not like that. Previously, it was just two. It was the Jews and then the Gentiles, the circumcised and the uncircumcised. But with the advent or with the coming of Christ came the new creation man. When you read in 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 22. It says, "For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom." You know, the Jews are the circumcised, and the Greeks are the uncircumcised. It says, "For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God, and the wisdom of God." So those of us who believe Christ is the power of God, and Christ is the wisdom of God, to the Jews is a stumbling block. To the Greek, his foolishness. They don't understand. To the Gentiles, Christ is great foolishness. Hallelujah. Maybe another time I'll talk about the Gentiles and the foolishness of preaching, you know. But these are the three classes of people in the world now. Before there were two, but now there are three. How did the third group come? I said it came through the advent of Christ. And when you read in Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 11, the Bible makes us know how the third group, that is the new creation man, came about. It says, "Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world." And it says, "But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." Hallelujah. "For he is our peace." He's our peace. Verse 14. "For he's our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition." There was a middle wall of partition that was between the Jews and the Gentiles. He says, "For he's our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments containing ordinances, for to make in himself of two in one new man, so making peace." Hallelujah. So the Jews lived according to the law, but couldn't even qualify to be made righteous before God. And the Gentiles did not have the law. They were godless. The Bible says that they were without God. If you remember what I just read, it says they were godless. You were called also circumcision by those who were called circumcision. That at that time, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. The Gentiles had no hope, and they didn't have any God. But thank God for Christ. It says Christ has abolished in his flesh the enmity. What is the enmity? It says, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of the two one new man, so making peace. This new man does not live by the law, neither does he not have a law. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It says, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. What is the enmity? The enmity that was between the Jews and the Gentiles. Hallelujah. And came and preached peace to you which were far off. Verse 17. I'm still reading Ephesians chapter 2. And to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Hallelujah. You are of the household of God and of the household of God, because we are the new creation man. And the new creation man has a law. The new creation man does not live, you know, aimlessly. Yes, we live in grace. But in grace, there's a law that we live by. There's a law that is inside us. It's called the law of love. When you read in John chapter 13, verse 34, Jesus mentions it. He says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." He says, "We should love one another as he loved us." It's like, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." You see, the Jew lives according to the law, and he's having problems with it. The Gentiles does not have any law. Okay, the Gentile does not have any law. He's godless. He doesn't even know God. He tries to know God through various means, but he doesn't know God. But then the new creation man, who comes after the second man, who is Jesus Christ, lived according to a law called the law of love. Hallelujah. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. When you read in Romans chapter 13, from verse 8, the Bible emphatically mentions what love is and what the fulfilling of love does. It says, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth one another has fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love works no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. So the law of love that we have is actually the fulfilling of the law of Moses that was given. So even though we don't live by the law of Moses, there's a law of love that works in us that makes us fulfill the law of Moses in this detail, to its uttermost. Hallelujah. But we are not qualified before God through the law. We are qualified to God or before God through Jesus Christ, through faith in Christ. But when we have faith in Christ, Christ puts a law of love into our hearts. When you read in Romans chapter 5 verse 5, he mentions the fact that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. We have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And that love is what makes us live the life that God has called us to live. So we do not hate men. You see, the new Christian man does not hate anybody. He loves with the love of God. And that's the law that we live by. And that's the inward law that works in us for us to go the way God wants us to go. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad I live by the law of love in Christ Jesus. And because of me, many people will come to the love and come to know the love of God. Because of you, many will come to the light of God. I bless you with the blessings of God. God bless you so much for listening to this broadcast. And God bless you so much that the life of God is working in you and showing itself abroad to change many. God bless you. I love you. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep living that life that God has given to you, that glorious life of love. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye-bye.